start the show?
At least my present is pretty.
Oh, look, an instrument!
Play it!
Time for Shut Up Weirdo. It's also Friday. I'm Frangry.
Franny.
Excuse me. I'm Franny.
Whoa.
Sometimes I forget I rebranded.
Who are you?
Franny. I mean, I just played a tambourine on the air.
Shoot. Oh, I'm Michelle.
Michelle has to take her teeth off. Just give her a second.
I keep forgetting to do that.
Oh, boy.
What's up, guys? How's your week? What is happening? What'd they say?
What's plan B?
We don't need a plan B.
Yeah, tonight's topic is perfect. There's nothing wrong with it.
Anyway, you're listening to Shut Up Weirdo on FMU, and you can join the comments community at WFMU.org and clicking on the playlist and comments page where all our pals are hanging out and talking. It's chill zone.
Or...
yeah.
You can call 201-209-9368 and enter this week's topic. Because the question is, yes or no? Yes or no?
201-209-9368. Tonight we want to know.
My answer is no.
I thought your
answer... But Michelle says that I say yes and I mean no, which is... very, very true.
My answer is just no. Who do you think is going to win?
I think yes is going to win.
Are you breaking it down by
boys and girls? Wait, so then do I put my point in yes or no?
What's your answer?
No.
Then you put it in no.
So far we have two for no.
Hmm.
201-209-9368.
The phones must be off the hook.
Yeah, I'm just playing it cool.
It's a goddamn Christmas tree, I'm sure.
Nobody's calling.
Kids will call today. It's a kid-friendly program. Oh, why don't you play the tambourine every time a yes comes in?
Okay.
Okay.
Wait, but then we're going to skew the answers.
Oh. I would just do one hit.
Am I doing it wrong?
One shimmy. You don't like to hit it against your hand? Come on, you can do it, girl. There you go. I like to hit it against my hip. Yeah.
Might reverberate too far on this bad boy.
Reverberate. 201-209-9368. Yes or no? Tonight on Shut Up Weirdo.
Ready?
Ready.
Christmas tree. Hi, you're on the radio, yes or no?
A resounding no.
Whoa.
Okay, have a good one.
Thank you.
Hi, you're on the radio, yes or no?
Hey, how's it going? I just want to say yes.
Good for you.
Yeah.
I like your optimism.
Thank you.
I just feel like yes is a way more accepting answer, and more will just, like, happen and come into your life if you say yes.
I mean, you're right.
Yeah, you're right, but...
that's not the point.
But it's easier to say no.
If you walk around saying no all the time, then you're just going to be a very lonely creature.
You mean like Michelle and I?
What are you trying to say?
Yeah.
We didn't have this topic for you to insult us.
Yeah, this topic isn't psychoanalyze the hosts.
I mean, I'm no psychologist or psychiatrist or anything like that, but... I'm just going to say yes to everything that comes my way.
Okay, have a good one, yes man.
Thank you.
That's not healthy either.
That guy's definitely going to spend his whole life working for someone
else.
That's what I meant.
Mm-hmm.
Not himself. Because mm-hmm. He's a yes man. Can you get me coffee? Yes, sir.
You mean yes, ma'am.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You're right. Good point. Thank you, Michelle.
So what?
Virgin on the comments board says, "Hey, Mr. Tambourine Fran, play a song for me."
That's funny.
Yeah, I laughed.
Mr. Tambourine Fran. You gotta stand up and do it. Because you gotta move your hip.
It's so loud. How do you do this? Like, do you go like this or do you go like this?
Like that.
You don't wiggle it?
You can wiggle it.
It does not sound nice.
It sounds nice.
It sounds piercing.
Well, yeah, it's a piercing sound.
I like it when it sounds like this.
Do it little. Yeah, like Bryce's show. Make it sound like Bryce's show.
Next up. Is that how Bryce's show sounds? I wouldn't know. I've never heard it. I've been on it before, though.
201-209-9368. Yes or no? I yelled.
Yeah, you did. Hi, you're on the radio. Yes or no?
Hell no.
Yeah.
Hell no.
Hell no.
Should I make an extra spot for a...
Hell no.
What's that?
Wait, what?
Hell no. Hell no. Yes, should have moved. Hell no.
Don't make an extra spot for hell no.
It's still in the no section.
Okay, fine. But it's going to be harder to add it up.
I'm making... No, I can count. I'm making subdivisions.
Okay.
Subdivisions? Hell no gets a subdivision?
Right now I have a yes slot and a no slot, and within my no slot, I have a hell no slot.
All right. That's great. Thank you.
Have a good one.
You too.
Hi, you're on the radio. Yes or no?
No. Gotta be joking me.
You gotta be joking me.
All right, buddy.
Thanks for calling.
Have a good one.
You too.
201-209-9368. I must say, I feel like this is one of our most genius topics of all time. The question is, yes or no? Hi, you're on the radio. Yes or no?
My answer is, I'll be around about. You guys get it?
No.
No.
Oh, it was a yes. I was singing yes. Come on.
Oh, he was singing the band yes.
Duh.
Okay, you're on.
Be positive.
Okay, goodbye. Hi, you're on the radio. Yes or no?
Yes or no.
What?
What?
Hell to the no.
Oh, hell to the no.
Okay, I got you a hell no. I'm not making a subdivision for hell to the no.
You're not going
to
put a subdivision under hell no?
Nah, it's too many subs.
Okay, thanks for calling, buddy.
I'm counting the ones on the comments board. Have a good one.
What? Don't do that.
Yeah, you count this one.
Don't count the comments board.
Yeah.
It's going to be too distracting.
No, it's not. Hold on. I just need to catch up and then I'm good. Sorry. 1 second. Jeez. Have a little patience.
No.
Okay, I'm done. Ready?
Thank God.
Whatever. We had a good time.
We had a good run. I quit.
Hi, you're on the radio. Yes or no?
Yes.
Ooh. What about if you, like, you don't like him?
What if you don't like what?
The guy. Do you still say yes?
No.
Hell to the no.
I don't even say yes when I like them.
Me either.
Thanks for calling, lady.
All right, bye.
That's why our answers were no. Maybe he's right. Maybe we're not open to love.
I'm living love and loving life.
What? Who are you?
What? No's gonna win.
Yeah, I know. Negative creeps. Hi, you're on the radio.
I say yes.
I like all the yes callers.
You know who this is?
No, who is it?
Spike.
Why didn't you say hi? It's Spike.
You answered so quick. I wasn't expecting you to answer so quickly.
How have you been, Spike?
I'm fine.
Huh. I'm glad you're all right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised your answer is yes, because usually
too.
You call in to complain.
Oh, no.
Have you changed?
I'm old. Listen, I'm old, so I might as well say yes.
I love that. Me too.
You're
Why not?
Change your answer.
Oh, well, maybe I'll evolve during the hour.
I guess we'll see. Anything's possible.
I'm open to that. I'm Franny now.
That's
you never
true.
Know what might happen. All right, Spike,
no,
thanks for calling.
Yes.
Have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio. Hello? No, is my answer to that.
Absolutely not.
There's a lot of yeses on the comments board.
I don't want you. I can't believe you're counting them. I mean, I guess every vote counts, right? What if people are on the
comments
board?
Only the electoral vote.
And calling. What if they're on the comments board and they call?
Well, then they get counted twice, I guess. It's like, you know, there's always voter fraud.
True. 201-209-9368. Yes or no?
If you ask me, if they care that much, they should be counted twice.
Huh. It's an interesting theory. One I disagree with.
No!
But interesting nonetheless.
Absolutely not!
You love saying that.
It's just so funny that people are so sure of their of themselves. Of their answers and of themselves. Mm-hmm. I do love saying that because I think it's funny.
It is fun to say that.
Hi, you're on the radio. Oh, dear God, give me patience. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi. I can't go for that. No can do.
Okay, no, you're on the list.
Little Hall & Oates reference.
Have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
Don't ask again, though.
What?
What?
What? What?
Don't ask again, no.
Oh, no, and don't ask again. That's an absolutely not.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
No.
Our callers are so negative.
They really are.
Do you think we've done this to them, or do you think they've always been like this, or do you think they've done this to us?
They did this to themselves.
And then we just all get along, and that's why we are all
that's
here together?
That's why we meet here, 6 p.m. every Friday.
No.
Okay, bye. I keep burping my lunch.
Wait, what? Lunch cloud.
Wait, hold on. So, okay, no, that's such a... We already said the kicker now. It's not funny if we said the punchline.
Well, props to Scott Williams for coming up with the term lunch cloud today.
Speaking of burping your lunch up, he called it lunch cloud. And we were all like, oh, no.
So good.
So gross. Oh. I had chili.
I had chili for lunch, too, today.
Turkey chili or beef chili?
I think it was turkey chili.
I had turkey chili.
It was really good.
So good. The one at Blue Noodles was really good.
My boss's chef made this one, and it was delicious.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely not.
Why absolutely not?
I want a chef. I want a chef who just whips me up some chili for lunch on a Friday afternoon.
Get one.
I can't afford it.
Nope, you can't.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, hey, it's a big yes. The mom killed the monkey by accident.
Okay, I don't know what you're talking about, but I'll mark you down as a yes.
I feel like that was a spoiler alert.
I don't know what that is. Hi, you're on the radio.
Yes!
Okay, weirdo, thank you. Hi, you're on the radio.
That one was scary.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I turned on the radio a little late. What's the topic tonight?
The topic is...
Yes or no?
Oh, yes, of course.
Why?
Why?
Yeah, why?
Because why would you say no to anything?
People say that, but it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, because there's a good reason to say no to lots of things. Like, A, you don't want to do them, or B, you don't want to do them.
Yeah, or you don't feel like doing them.
Or maybe you're just not in the mood to do them.
Or, like, you just really don't want to do them.
Or they're just annoying, so you don't want to do them.
Well, that sounds like a personal problem.
No, I don't think so. I think maybe sometimes you just don't want to do stuff.
Well, I mean, it would be a personal reason because, like, if you say yes, you're going on with whatever the projected or the proposed whatever question is. But, like, no, you're just hindering like the way of life.
No. Maybe if you say yes, you're hindering the way of bed life. Like staying at home and not doing anything.
You're not going to say yes if someone's like, here's some crack cocaine.
Well, hell yeah, you should say yes to that.
What if someone wants to rape you? You're not going to say yes to that.
You have to say no or else it's not rape.
I know. Thank you.
This is true.
You know what I mean. It's a hypothetical question.
Hypothetical question of what? What's the hypothetical question?
You should turn down your radio.
Oh, I should?
Mm-hmm. I bet he's going to say yes.
I mean...
Why'd you hang up on him?
He's annoying.
Damn.
You know what I did? You know what I do when I hang up on people? That's me saying no.
Maybe it's you saying yes.
It's yes to the next call.
Yeah. From this call.
Yes to the next call. Thank you, Michelle. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You can really spin anything.
It's yeah, technically, yeah. Hi, you're on... That's a no. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi.
Hi. Yes or no?
What?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Bye. Hi, you're on the radio. Yes or no?
Take your hat off.
Is that a no?
That's a nothing. That's
I'm
a nothing.
I'm not marking him. Hi, you're on the radio. Yes or no?
Yes. Definitely yes.
Do you stutter?
Yes.
It's cute.
Are you doing it on purpose or is it real?
The answer is yes.
Oh, he's only saying yes to everything. Are you a woman or a man?
Man.
Oh, there he is. Okay.
Answer is yes.
Okay, got it.
Have a good one.
Weirdo. Hi, you're on the radio. Yes or no? I think that's a yes.
That's persistent.
Hi, you're on the radio, yes or no?
Hi, yes.
Thank you.
Hi, yes or no?
I answer, well, yes. You know, Yoko Ono said yes, and look what happened.
This has to be Stashu.
Who's that?
That would be Franny.
Oh. Well, maybe.
Yeah, this is Stashu. Yeah. I know that voice.
Yeah.
Can't mess with me, Stashu.
She's not trying to mess with you. Hi, Stashu.
Hi.
It's exciting when
we actually were talking about the story of John Lennon climbing up the ladder to see the yes sign at the end of Yoko Ono's ladder, and then they went home and made sweet music all night, and then they made sweet love in the morning.
Exactly.
And then Cynthia Lennon walked in on them.
And then they got busted, and she said no. She said no, but they said yes.
They said yes.
Yeah.
They said yes so much.
They said a lot of yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, I love tonight's show. It's really great.
Thanks.
Thank you.
All right, have a good one, Stashu.
Love you.
Love you. Bye.
I love her.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Take your hat off.
So is that a yes or a no? I don't understand.
I hate that guy.
Who is that guy?
He's trying to, like, kill my buzz.
Is he trying to be, like, the Miami dude, but not as good?
He's like a buzzkill.
But he's not as good as the Miami dude.
I don't think he's trying to do anything.
201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is yes or no. That's right. Yes or no. Thomas would like to know if I spell my name Franny with a Y or Franny with an IE, and I will take both.
You will take both?
I personally spell it with a Y.
I've always spelled it with a Y.
But many people spell it with an IE.
Hmm.
And I don't disregard those people.
I mean, I guess an IE is in the long form of your name.
I guess.
Maybe I'll start spelling it with an IE.
I think I like it better with a Y.
Hmm.
It makes it feel more grown up. Franny with an IE is like a little girl.
I would say the opposite.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I just don't really care.
Huh.
Hi, you're on the radio. Yes or no?
Don't you think this topic is a little too broad?
No, I think it's pretty good. What's your answer?
I guess in general I'd have to side with yes.
Okay.
Yes has led me to... You know, most of the richness in my life.
That's a very good way of answering.
Yeah.
I think
only with a little bit of guidance, though.
Yeah. That's what we're here for. That's why we're your hosts, to guide you. To guide you through the process.
I got to give a no to the broad topic, though. I think
it seems to me like, A, you like it, and mm-hmm. B, you called in with a good answer, and C, we guided you to a good place. So I think in the end, the topic is great.
Really paid off.
Yeah. You should be thanking us.
Spouted off an answer.
We're taking all answers. The thoughtful ones and the not thoughtful ones.
Yeah.
We're all inclusive.
That was very mindful of you.
Thank you. Have a good one, sir.
You got it. Bye, you too.
Jerk off, calling in, dissing our topic, and then in the end liking it.
That happens a lot.
Would you ever call a radio show to be like, this is stupid?
Nope. Never.
Then who looks stupid?
Them.
Mm-hmm.
Not us.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're never going to look stupid.
It's like when you text someone to tell them, I'm sorry, I can't talk to you anymore. Okay. Well, you just did. Hi.
No.
That's a no.
No.
Yeah, like that's a no.
That doesn't feel fair.
I think it's pretty fair.
I don't think so.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Well, nice. You took the girl out of your name. Franny works just fine.
Thank you, I've rebranded.
Hi, Rooster. Hi, Scott.
I'll shout a big yes to that. And Scott says, well, no right now, but in 160 days...
Aww.
It'll be a big yes.
Oh, that's a good answer.
That is a good answer.
We look forward to it.
And how about you? Yes or no?
Ours are no's.
Ours are both no's.
Oh, no.
But listen, this is what I do. I'm always a no at first, and then I turn into a yes.
That's not true about you.
In big things in my life, that's true.
Well, that's probably...
Think about perhaps relationships.
Good to take things slowly like that, yeah?
Hmm?
Not bad. But I like the change in your name. That's a step up.
Thank you.
I think so, too.
I'm a new woman.
Atta girl.
Thanks for your support.
I'm a new woman. Atta girl.
Have a good one, Rooster. Bye, Scott.
Yeah, but you know something? No matter how mature a woman you become... Let's hope you never lose the girl in you.
Pretty sure I won't.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you won't.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
Have a good
one. Have a good one.
Bye.
Do you think we'll meet them one day?
Yeah.
I would love to.
I think we will.
That'd be fun.
That would be fun.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Can I get back to you on that?
Okay, sure. Call us back. We're here until 7 p.m. Okay, thank you. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, sorry, Michelle, but yes, queen!
Ugh, makes my skin crawl.
It's so bad, I love it.
I'm so sorry.
I loved it!
Alright, have a good one.
Alright, bye.
Bye, Ted.
I got one for you, Michelle.
What?
I don't know how to say this guy's name on the comments board, so I'll just call him Bad Doctor. But he says no to Frangles, yes to 1L Michelle. No, you don't like that one? It was specifically for you.
I don't want someone saying no about you.
Since when?
Like 2 weeks ago.
Suck it, Michelle. Daddy Garbage is on the comments board. He says, yes, yes, yes.
That only gets one count, though.
I only put it down for one.
Okay.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Nah.
Hi. Michelle hates it when I say nah.
Mm-hmm.
But I would like to point out that when I say nah, I'm really saying nah.
Nah?
Yeah, I don't say nah. That's so obnoxious. I say nah. Did you tell yada yada whatever, Frangry? Nah. I didn't see. For what?
I don't like either.
Yes, no, maybe, I don't know.
I'm a nah.
Nah.
Can you repeat the question?
Nah.
No. Have a good one.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Oh, say no to the temptation of the chili because it's salt disguised by the pepper. The pepper makes it seem interesting. If we get too much pepper, we sneeze or throw up.
I have not done either of those, but I have made some lunch burps. What's it called? Lunch clouds.
You mean repeats? We used to call that repeating.
Ew! That's so gross.
That's really.
Oh, not on your shirt. I don't mean on your shirt.
No, I know. You mean the burp. Like you're. Oh, never mind. Have a good one. Ew! Like repeating your lunch.
That's so.
That's disgusting. That's worse than lunch cloud.
Yeah. Lunch cloud has some artistic
flair to it. And you envision a cloud. Hi, you're on the radio.
Yes, the answer is yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
You know what the poll should be? When we're asking yes or no, we should ask all the yes people if they're happy. And all the no people if they're happy. And I bet you the yes people will be way happier than the no people.
Well, because now you're weighting it.
Well, I'm just saying, I just have a theory now about it. That I've come up with while we're on the air. Like, I didn't think this before. But now I'm thinking that probably all the yes people are happy with their lives because, like, maybe they say yes to everything, but they make mistakes, but then they say yes to all the good stuff, too. And all the no people are just like, no! Like me.
The no people are smarter.
But miserable. Smarter, but unhappier.
I'd rather be smarter.
And unhappy?
I'm not 100% unhappy.
Well, you know what I mean. Unhappier than you would be if you were a yeser.
I just can't even imagine what my life would be like as a yeser.
Do you think you would have like 100 babies by now or something? Probably. Mm. I probably would.
Mm-mm.
I would.
I can't even fathom that reality or that idea.
Don't you think like the yes people are like the nice good like God people and the no people are like the devil people?
No. I don't.
Why not?
I just don't think I'm a devil person.
It's not about you. I'm just saying in general.
No.
Okay.
I think the yes people are not as smart. But maybe they're happier.
I think I'm right. We're going to start asking that question. 1 to 10 happiness scale.
But how can we do a smartness scale?
Yeah, we can't. Well, I guess we could ask them. Anyone who gives themselves like a 7 or above is clearly stupid.
Yeah.
Hi, you're on the radio.
My body says yes, but my heart says no.
Yeah. Mine's the other way around.
Oh.
My heart says yes, and my mind is like, no, no, no.
No, he said his body.
Oh, he said his body. My body always says yes.
Mine too.
Did he just change his answer?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay. Okay, wait. Well, I guess I can't really ask him because he said both.
Yeah, so then it cancels itself out.
Yeah, he canceled himself out.
Yeah.
Okay, have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi. I'm pulling the Green Party and saying maybe.
You're the first maybe we've gotten.
We've gotten a lot on the comments board.
Really?
Yeah, I just feel like you should make a decision. You know?
I'm going to go about it the same way I go about life. If someone were to ask me yes or no on a certain topic, I'd say sell me on the point.
I don't owe
that
you anything.
That sounds exhausting.
Why don't you just think about your life, right? Close your eyes.
Okay.
Everyone close your eyes. Think about what your life has been like. And would you say that you say yes more often? Or would you say that you say no more often?
I think I would say yes more often.
Okay. Now here's my next question. Do you consider yourself a happy person?
I'm a pretty happy person.
I can tell from your voice.
Thank you.
I think my theory is correct. Okay, thank you. Have a good one.
Oh, yeah, you as well.
He didn't seem so happy when he said that. Mm-mm. He didn't wish happiness upon us.
Mm-mm.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, you as well. I love you. Yeah, yeah, I love you too.
I don't know about this. It's going to make me really angry.
Why?
Because all these yes people think they're so much better than all the no people.
I don't think that. The difference between the yes people and the no people is that the yes people, that's not even in their, like, brain map. They don't even consider better or worse. Only the no people are like, that yes person thinks he's better than me. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't even occur to a yes person to that's not even in their thought process. They're like, ice cream? Cool. Bungee jumping? Let's do it.
I don't trust those people. They're not smart.
Maybe they're smarter than we think.
No.
Maybe they're smarter than us.
No.
Hi, you're on the radio. Yes or no?
I love you, Frangry. I love you, Michelle.
So that's a yes?
Yeah, no, you said I didn't sound very happy, so I'm calling back and telling you that I love you.
Oh, okay, oh. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
No one's told me they love me in a really long time.
That's so sad. I love you, Michelle.
Thanks.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Well, I gotta qualify this.
Great.
Because the yes people, you think of Jim Carrey, he forced his girlfriend to commit suicide, so I don't know about the yes thing.
Whoa. Pretty sure you can't force someone to commit suicide unless you murder them, and that's something different, but okay.
Yeah, but I mean, so saying yes all the time doesn't necessarily mean that it's a good thing, because if she said, I'm gonna kill myself, he's not necessarily should have said yes.
Pretty sure that she said yes to suicide because she had said no about her life for a very long time.
Yeah,
can you turn your radio down, dude, if you want to have a conversation?
Yeah, I'm driving it, so sorry about that.
Jeez.
But anyway.
So what are you?
I mean, generally, I don't listen to me. Through 5 years of college, I very rarely said no.
That's why it took you 5 years.
And I haven't really regretted it, but... As an adult, if someone's going to kill themselves, I would say no.
Okay, so here's my next question. If you're a yes man, then are you generally happy? Like, would you say...
Oh, listen to me. I am totally happy.
Mm. Okay, have a good one. That guy might have proved your point. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay, let's keep going.
That guy, like, works at a shoe store.
Yeah, that guy seemed awful. Why did he bring that up?
I don't know why you
like,
would
why was
call
he even
that?
Thinking about that?
Why would that this topic bring you to that thought?
Hi, you're on the radio.
I'm a yes.
Are you married?
Yes.
Do you have children?
No.
Why?
Because
is that a
suck?
Too personal question?
Because they suck, you said.
Then how are you a yes if you say no to children?
Because I say yes to everything else.
He says yes to the way he wants to live his life, which is with no children.
I like that.
Amen.
So would you say, I would assume that you would say you are very happy.
Oh,
he doesn't sound that happy.
What is it?
Maybe a 5 out of 10.
5?
Yeah.
That's low, dude.
No, like a 2 is low.
5 is low.
5 is average.
Really?
Well, it's in the middle.
In between 1 and 2, yeah.
Thanks, Michelle. But, like, do you think most people are at level 5?
Depends where they live. Where do you live?
The not crazy and not stupid people, I would say, yeah.
I'm, like, at level 8, and I'm not crazy or stupid.
You're not at level 8.
I would say I fluctuate between a 7 and an 8. Yeah, I am, actually.
Well, maybe you're a little bit crazy.
Why wouldn't I be? I don't understand.
I don't think you do.
Yeah, I do.
No.
Yeah. 7, 8.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
Average style. I mean, you know, I definitely have some 3 days.
Well, who doesn't have 3 days?
Well, yeah.
My scale is too extreme.
What is your, like, 1 or 9? 1 or 9?
1 or 10. 1 to 10.
But nothing in between?
I don't feel like... No, I mean, I feel like I dip everywhere.
Okay.
I don't feel like I can just say a number, an average.
All right, buddy, have a good one.
Hey, you guys, have a great night.
He sounded nice.
Yeah, he seemed cool, right?
He's married?
Yeah, he said yes.
It's too bad.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Nothing in between?
Hello?
Hi, turn your radio down.
Hello?
Hello.
Take your hat off.
Oh my god, really, dude?
The guy seems high.
I think he's just pretending to
Hello?
Be.
Hello?
Yeah, hi. How are you?
Hi, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Take your hat off.
I'm not wearing a hat. Michelle, are you wearing a hat?
No.
Are you wearing a hat, dude?
Hello?
Yeah. Do you want to take your hat off?
Sorry,
I had to say it. I didn't say the T. I didn't say the T.
You know better than that.
I didn't say the T.
Come on. Come on, man.
I'm sorry.
Okay. 201-209-9368. Yes or no?
People want to know who's winning.
I want to know who's winning.
Yes. By a lot. By, like, double.
I'm surprised. I thought our callers would have been no's.
Yeah, I'm disappointed. Hi, you're on the radio. Is that a yes? Hi, you're on the radio. Hi, you are now on the air. This is the part where you tell us your answer to tonight's topic.
Yes.
Good girl. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, so I'm a yes person, and when Michelle said that yes people were less intelligent, it actually got me thinking.
About how dumb you are?
No, it got me thinking that everyone that's been calling into this show are hypocrites, and they're yes people automatically, all the no people at least. Because there's a process that you go through when you're you know, picking up the phone before you make a phone call and answer this survey. And the process basically is like this, like, do I want to answer this question? And everyone has said yes so far by calling in or answering on the comments boards.
Yeah, but just because their answer is no doesn't mean that they say no to everything in their life. Same goes for the yes people, right?
I guess so, but the most recent thing they said was yes to something.
Well, no, the most recent thing they said is what they said on the air.
I guess so. That's like real time.
Maybe the no people just don't feel like calling.
Perhaps.
You think there's like a million no people out there that are like, nah, dude.
What's the point?
But I ain't calling.
No.
Nah.
I'm not calling, though.
Nah.
I think that's totally true.
I think we might be on to something here. They're probably like, no, what's the point of calling?
I think that's a good theory that you guys got.
Some guy, Corey, on the comments board says, wow, this guy is in college.
You should probably multiply the no's to like 1.5 just to make it fair then.
No, I don't have any scientific data to back that up, yeah. But thank you for calling.
But I do think it's a good theory, a good hypothesis.
Right. Have a good one.
Where did I put my teeth? Okay, they're in my pocket.
Hi, you're on the radio.
I'm a maybe person. We'll see, whatever. I know if that's not a choice, then I'm eventually a no person. But I find it hard to just say no, to downright just say no.
But clearly you also find it hard to downright just say yes.
Yeah, because I don't want to do it.
Yeah, same.
And I'm not going to do it. Like, keep asking for donations. What am I going to say? I don't like to lie either. I don't like to go, yes. And then... And just not fall through. I don't like to be brutally honest either.
You know, we ask for donations a lot.
Not a lot.
Enough.
People say yes to that.
Not this guy.
I'm changing my answer to yes.
What? Michelle, what?
I've been thinking about it the whole time.
What?
I'm changing my answer to yes.
Why?
Because I love to do things.
But yes, people are less intelligent.
I take that back. Now that I'm a yes person.
Oh my God, you're evolving right before my very eyes. You're like a whole new person.
Put me back on no. Never mind. Never mind.
Wait, now you're back on
Yeah, I'm back on no.
Okay. Let me know when you change again. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hi, yes or no?
Heck yeah.
Okay. Have a good one.
He said heck.
Yeah, I know. Okay. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi. I say
L to the nah. To the nah, nah, nah.
Okay, I'll put you in the hell no spot.
Perfect.
Have a good one. Hi. Hello?
Hi, hello?
Hi, you're on the radio.
I believe I can fly.
Take your hat off. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, what's going on? I am definitely a yes man.
I have the hiccups now.
Okay, thank you. Have a good one. Robin's a yes.
Aw, she's smart. All right, that blows my theory out of the water.
Well, she just said yes with 18 exclamation points, but I don't know what she was talking about, so I guess I'll find out in a second.
201-209-9368. Yes or no? What are you looking at?
My phone.
I'm looking at mine too, then.
Andy Plants is asking me what the topic is.
Did you tell him?
Mm-hmm.
201-209-9368.
Hi, you're on the radio.
No.
Okay.
I'm looking at mine too, then.
Thanks for calling.
Hi, you're on the radio.
First off, keep your hat on. Si su pueda. And yes, we have no bananas. We have no bananas today.
What's happening, Michelle?
What? Yes or no?
That would be a no, or that would be a yes.
That was all yes, yes, yes.
Oh. Yeah, that was all yes.
Yes, keep your hat on. Supueta, yes, we can. And yes, we have no bananas. We have no bananas today.
No bananas.
That's a no.
Cheerful thoughts, Michelle.
All right, have a good one. Michelle only heard the no's. No.
He said no bananas.
Did you say yes 17 times and say no
he
once?
He said no bananas.
That's all you heard.
Uh-huh.
And you think you might be a yes girl.
No, I took that back. I don't think the yes people have as much fun either. They don't have the kind of fun I like to have.
What does that mean?
Dark fun.
What does that mean?
It can mean a lot of things.
Hi, you're on the radio.
And you think you might be a yes.
Hi. Turn your radio down.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi.
Yes or no?
So yes, a big yes. Sim, para todo mundo.
Bueno, gracias. Prego.
No one's going to win tonight.
Hi. No, there's no winners to this.
Yep,
the
yep,
only
perfect.
Winners are the yes people.
Person as well.
Okay.
Absolutely a yes person as well.
They're annoying. Yeah, I don't want to play this
so
anymore.
Annoying.
Hello.
What do you want?
Yeah, I'm a no.
Yes. Oh, okay, cool. Yay!
Welcome to our club.
I'm a no because if you say yes, you give away your position from which to negotiate.
And your power.
No, people want you more.
Yeah, no one wants to lose power.
Never. Come join
right.
us on the nose. That's
you
right. You're a smart negotiator.
All right, buddy. Bye. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, I want to see if you guys can read my mind and answer for me.
No, we don't care enough.
A horse is a horse.
Suck this. Hi, you're on
the radio. Hey, guys. Ian.
Hey, Ian, what's up?
Not much.
You seem like a yes kind of guy.
Yeah.
He's a yes. Ian, I don't know if I can go see your band play.
Who is this?
This is the guy you've met a million times.
The cute guy?
Yes, the cute guy.
Hi, cute guy.
Hey.
All right, wait, so you're a yes or a no?
It's a yeah, no.
He's a total yes. Did you ever see his face?
Yeah, he's like a cherub.
Yeah, please.
It's like an angel.
Jesus, you don't say no to anyone.
All right, bye, Ian.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye, talk yes, soon. Man.
He is really cute.
Like, if I was 20, I would go there.
He's probably like 27.
Okay. No thanks. It's too young for me. I only date 28-year-olds. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
I believe both that life is a test of our ability to say yes.
Mm.
And at the same time, there is power in no.
So what you're saying is to be powerful, you have to say no, but then you have to show some vulnerability and say yes?
That's one way to put it. I think you got to know when to say no.
Know when to fold. Wait, hold them.
Hold them. Hold them. Walk away. Whatever you got to do.
Mm-hmm. Never count mm-hmm. your money when you're sitting at the table.
There'll be a time enough for counting your.
What's that song called?
Done.
The Gambler? Is it The Gambler?
Yes.
Yeah.
Ooh, let's listen to
it.
Oh,
we're going to. Good idea. Wait, watch. Wait for this for the ad to play, though. All right, buddy. Have a good one.
You as well.
Okay.
Job to do.
We can still take calls with it.
We can take
an
intermission. I want to hear a little bit. Warm
summer's eve. Ooh.
Ooh. Look at him. He's so sexy. Met up this with is the video. He's wearing a top hat. We were both too tired to sleep. Ooh, so hot. Ooh, look at that hair.
I love Kenny
Rogers, girl.
I like Kenny Loggins, too. And he began to speak. He said, son, I've made a life. Get that tambourine, girl. Faces, knowing what the cards were by the way they held their eyes. So if you don't mind my saying, I can see you're out of aces for a taste of your whiskey. I'll give you some advice. So I handed him my bottle, and he drank down my last swallow. Then he bombed a cigarette and asked me for a light. And the night got deathly quiet, and his face lost all expression. Said if you're gonna play make the next
game
person
boy,
sing the chorus
you
with
gotta
us.
Learn to play nah. it right.
You gotta know when to hold them. Know when to fold up, know when to walk away, know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table.
There'll be time enough
for counting when the dealing's done.
That was beautiful. Hi, you're on the air, yes or no?
Absolutely no, unless it's from my mom. If she asks, I do it.
You mama's boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a mama's boy, but it's good to be a mama's boy.
All right. I don't know.
See ya, buddy. Hi, you're on the radio.
My vote is to bring back Andy, please.
Ew! Hi, you're on the radio.
No.
Okay. Vote counted.
That guy sounds fun.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Yes, great show.
Thank you.
201-209-9368. We're still taking votes. The no's can still win.
We can pull this off, guys.
We only need about 15 no's.
Let's do this. We have 4 minutes. 201-209-9368.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, what's the topic?
Yes or no?
Absolutely.
Okay, you're on the list. Hi, you're on the radio. Yes or no?
I'm a no.
Good.
Most women are.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what it is.
Women are smarter. And not a lot of women have called the show.
Yeah.
Today.
Women are like, nope.
Nope.
Not today! 201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is yes or no. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello?
Hi. Yes or no?
Yeah, no.
Okay.
He's got his tambourine out.
Oh, was that a tambourine?
So cool.
Hi, you're on the radio. Yes or no?
Always no, never yes. It's a horror.
Huh? Always no.
Listen, I gotta tell you something. Apparently people did not like us playing Kenny Rogers.
What are they saying?
Everyone on the comments board is like, bye. I think that's so weird, because that song is good.
And it was only for a minute.
And I feel like it was a really good moment. I had the tambourine.
How many people bailed on us?
I don't know.
Weird.
This song is a trainload of BS, someone said. my God, I didn't know people were so passionate about it.
Wow.
I had no idea. Did you know that?
No. Why? Is he like a Republican or something?
I don't know. It's funny you say that because Ken from Hyde Park says on the comments board, who has the most seats in Congress? I don't know. Who knows what happened? I thought it was a good moment. I enjoyed it. I kind of want to play it again just to piss them off. Hi, you're on the radio.
You know, I never hear you guys say, shut up, weirdo.
We say it at the beginning of the show.
Not when you're promoting. You're like actual, like, to people.
Oh, we're not going to tell people, shut up, it's ugly.
Well.
Franny does.
Well, I do, and then Michelle always gets mad at me. Don't say that, it's ugly.
But that's the name of the show. You should say it to, I mean, the weirdos, I guess.
Fine, shut up, weirdo.
Thank you.
Ew, Michelle, that's ugly.
I know, it felt ugly. I didn't like it.
I didn't like it either.
No,
it's only fun
like
when
it.
I say it.
If you had another option to call the show,
shut up. Like that. You gotta say it like that.
That scared me.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Could you at least ask Andy to come back?
Who is this? I wanted to find
Most
out.
Most people really like me.
The fact that Andy's been gone for 5 years and the dude is still listening says a lot about how much he likes it now. Hi, you're on the radio.
I'll vote yes.
Okay.
Thanks. Bye.
Thank you. Hi, you're on the radio.
Yes.
No.
What's your name, buddies?
Marissa.
And Corey.
Marissa and Corey, you win the t-shirt this week. Email us your t-shirt sizes and mailing address to shutupweirdo@wfmu.org.
We will.
Thank you for calling. Well played.
Well played. Congratulations.
He said keep your hat on. All right, thank you.
What are you doing here?
Are we done?
Yeah.
Let's do this. Should we put on some more Kenny Rogers?
No, they'll hate us for longer.
Fine.
Forever they'll hate us.
It's your turn.
You've been listening to Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. We'll be back next week. Please stay tuned for Billy Jam.
Yeah, yeah!
Colleagues here today, and I echo their concerns about the president's first 100 days.
And then, of course, came those golden days.
I beg of you not to be comfortable.
Scientific tests prove.
I beg of you not to lean back and say, what a brave little old woman to talk about her sins.
Let your own taste be the judge. Prove to yourself what scientific tests prove.
Rich nigga, poor nigga, house nigga, feel nigga. Still nigga.
My name is
still nigga. I like that second one. Light nigga, dark nigga, faux nigga, real nigga. Rich nigga, poor nigga, house nigga, feel nigga. Still nigga. Still nigga. OJ like. I'm not black, I'm OJ. Okay, house nigga, don't f with me. I'm a field nigga with Sean Cutlery. Go play the quarters where the butlers be. I'ma play the corners where the hustlers be. I told them, please don't die over the neighborhood that your mama renting. Take your drug money and buy the neighborhood. That's how you rinse it. I bought every V12 engine. Wish I could take it back to the beginning. I could've bought a place in Dumbo before it was Dumbo for like $2 million. That same building today is worth $25 million. Guess how I'm feeling? Dumbo. Light nigga, dark nigga, faux nigga, real nigga. Rich nigga, poor nigga, house nigga, feel nigga. Still nigga. Still nigga. Light nigga, dark nigga, faux nigga, real nigga. Rich nigga, poor nigga, house nigga, feel nigga. Still nigga. Still nigga. You wanna know what's more important than throwing away money at a strip club? Credit. You
ever wonder why Jewish people own all the property in America? This how they did it. Financial freedom, my only hope. Both living rich and dying broke. I bought some artwork for $1 million. 2 years later, that wish worth $2 million. 2 years later, that wish worth $8 million. I can't wait to get this wish for my children. Y'all think it's bougie, I'm like, it's fine, but I'm trying to give you $1 million worth of game for $9.99. I turn a 2 to a 4, 4 to a 8. I turn my life into a nice first week release date. Y'all here still taking advances, huh? Me and my niggas taking real chances, Y'all on the gram holding money to your ear. There's a disconnect, we don't call that money over here, yeah. Light nigga, dark nigga, faux nigga, real nigga. Rich nigga, poor nigga, house nigga, feel nigga. Still nigga. Still nigga. Light nigga, dark nigga, faux nigga, real nigga. Rich nigga, poor nigga, house nigga, feel nigga. Still nigga. Still nigga.
You've been supporting her all this time?
I suppose you're wondering as to how. So is she. She's getting to be a big girl now, Father. She's beginning to think I'm no good. I want to put her in your care before she finds out she's right.
Dad, Dad, you can't leave now.
I must, dear. Goodbye, my plum and pleasure.
Then you'll take her, Father. She can live here at the school.
I think it'll be all right.
It's all about you.
About you.